Unfortunately, not all marine reserves are successful. In fact, this 2014 study showed that 59%, nearly two-thirds of MPAs were ineffective at restoring fish populations and achieving other ecological and economic goals. So what makes a marine reserve successful? Well, a different study found that there were at least three key features that had to be in place out of five that they found, that if a reserve had three of these five features, it was much more likely to be successful. So those features are that the marine reserve has to have at least 10% of its area in a no-take zone, that there has to be good enforcement against illegal fishing and other activities that are not allowed within the reserve, that older reserves, greater than 10 years old, will show the benefits starting to appear more than young reserves. And this probably just reflects a lag in the ability of ecosystems to recover. So older reserves do better, show better benefits. And that bigger reserves, greater than 100 square kilometers, tend to show more success. And lastly, that isolated reserves do better. And I mean physically isolated from coasts, from human impact. And this probably is due to the fact that regional stressors can sometimes, or even global stressors, can sometimes overtake the benefits of just setting up a marine reserve. We'll talk about that more in a second. In any case, in terms of increases in fish abundance, most marine reserves do at least show that benefit.